Hi, this is Luna, and you're listening to another episode of Late Nights by Luna Manila. I invited two of my friends to guest for today's episode. The topic is about why vulnerability isn't a bad thing and how do we embrace it. Listen to this episode as we catch up on how this pandemic hit us, how we overcome challenges, and how we are still fighting. It's a fun and relatable discussion. So, here it is. Enjoy listening.
Welcome, Soraya and Zoe.
Hello.
Hi, hi, hi.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for sharing your Saturday night with me. Speaking of Saturday night, I want to ask you guys, what do you miss the most pre-COVID? I know, Zoe, you mentioned that you miss traveling. Soraya, did you even share kanina what you missed?
Yeah, I miss traveling. I told you I miss the beaches.
So you miss traveling. Kasi nga, si Zoe. Mahilig siyang mag-plan ng travel ahead of time, lagi. Ikaw ba yung tipong mahilig, halimbawa? Ako kasi hindi ako mahilig nung mga, like, ipa-plan ko na next year. Mag-book
somehow,
na ako ngayon.
No, naman, I have to buy for next year. Grabe naman.
No, I don't do that.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah.
But diba? I have something now, like, for example, because I work in the corporate, right? So I have to really plan out my leaves, my vacation leaves.
Yeah, carefully.
And that includes like strategic planning of vacation leaves a year before. Like that's how I do it. And that really works out for me.
Ikaw naman, I miss the night out, Soraya. I missed it. Sobra.
I miss the night life.
Ikaw naman, beach. Na hindi nakalipad ng show before they implemented the lockdown. May business ka rin na hinahandle eh, right? So...
Yeah, that's why I think a vacation is always like a dream for me. Parang when you're operating or you own something like a brand or a business, like you, I'm sure you're thinking about it constantly.
Yeah.
So, parang you're always at the hindsight of your other brain, also thinking about a vacation. So,
yeah. And kapag nasa vacation, you're also thinking about it na. Baka mayat maya ka rin nag-check ng updates or whatever sa business, right? But what was the hardest adjustment for you guys?
The hardest adjustment for me, well, not so much to be honest, because I'm a social butterfly, but at the same time, I'm also an introvert. So it really worked for me at that time that I can just stay home the whole time. Mm. But it came to a point where the saying, no man is an island, right?
Yeah.
And you can't just stay in your own space, especially for me, I live alone. So at some point, like I'm just blessed to have friends who are very outgoing. And it's something that if I am to compare, I don't want to compare, but if I am to look at it, I think I'm really blessed, you know, that I have friends that are outgoing and they still want to go out even if it's ECQ. We're not breaking the law, huh?
We live together.
Right, but
we share the same flat.
It's really the nightlife. That's how I met you guys, si Soraya, ikaw, Zai. Like we met because of the nightlife, and that's something that feeling embedded in our soul, you know, to be alive during the night, right? At night. That's something in us. And right
Luna
now,
Manila.
It's exactly just like your podcast title. It's Luna Manila.
And night, it's late nights. No, that's true. I really miss it. So lagi ko nga sinasabi na I really miss ending the work week, going out, you know, having a drink. And one of the things that I really enjoy the most is trying out restaurants talaga and new bars in town. Kasi, diba, parang kaya nasa ulo mo na ang poblasyon eh. Although you have this comfort bar na lagi mong pinupuntahan na alam mo na diba, yung you feel at home na alam mo na anytime you go there, there's gonna be a friend na babati sa'yo, is gonna be waiting for you and whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's what I really miss the most, and the events ng Manila. Like, mga Fete de la Musique, you know, the gigs, the concerts. Yun yung mga
live music.
Correct, live music. Yun talaga eh. So,
Yeah, the sound of a bar, a full bar.
Diba? Yung nung sagihod.
A busy bar.
Tapos nakakalungkot na unti-unti mo silang nakikita announcing na they're closing. Diba na parang
yeah.
Part of your restless youth, itong mga bars, yeah. Itong mga clubs na to na...
Your refuge, your sanctuary. They closed down your second home because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
I remember.
Killed a lot of plans.
2019, I'm like, you know what? 2020 would be amazing. It's going to be an amazing year. And you can see talaga publishon booming, di ba?
Yeah.
Like every yeah. week na lang, there's like, oh, have you been to this new bar? Have you been to this new restaurant?
Correct.
Have you been to this, that? And you're like, wow, there's so much to explore. And you're like, 2020 would be amazing. You know,
yeah.
you have friends coming over. You're going to meet new people. And then bam.
Boom.
It's a big slap on your face. Like,
2020 is the worst year for the nightlife.
For the nightlife, people. Exactly. Yeah, we need to clear that. For the nightlife. But going back to the what was the hardest adjustment for you, I think for me naman, hindi naman ako nahirapan mag-adjust masyado. Pero yun lang talaga. Mahirap
sa supermarket, ha?
Yeah. There you go. Yun pala yung isa sa parang ang hirap mag-adjust. And lagi ako parang nagpa-panic attack every time na I leave the house. Pag yung nagmamask ka natin, parang hindi ko alam, hindi ba ako makahinga dahil sa mask? Or kasi may fear ka lagi na parang hindi ko maintindihan pero parang natatakot ako lagi. Parang ganun.
Makakainin ka ng COVID.
Ng Delta. Uy, yan na si Delta.
Oh my God, yan na si Delta! Pumasok na!
Okay, let's move on to our topic today. Again, the objective of this episode is letting our listeners know that vulnerability isn't a bad thing. But what does being vulnerable mean to you?
For me, being vulnerable is like on the other end of the spectrum as human beings. Because to be vulnerable is to be human, which is, you know, to feel pain. The other side of the spectrum is to feel pleasure. And we can't just keep feeling pleasure, diba? We cannot just be pleasure-loving humans. Of course, there's the aspect of feeling also pain and sorrow and defeat and failure and all of these feelings that you wouldn't be able to feel if you were not vulnerable or if you were too proud to admit to yourself that you are human.
It's allowing yourself nga to be... to feel a certain emotion, di ba? Na, okay, I'm afraid I'm allowing myself to feel afraid today. Or I'm allowing myself to, na parang, I think I'm gonna fail. So, okay, I'm just embracing this, you know, I'm being vulnerable, na parang accepting, allowing myself, na parang, okay, I'm sad and I'm gonna fail and something like that. So for me, that's being vulnerable. Yeah. But let's go back. Dahil napag-usapan na rin naman na natin ang mga kabataan natin, ang restless youth, ang mga paglabas-labas natin, ganyan. So judging yourself 5-10 years ago, how vulnerable were you? Like compared to where you are right now, like would you say na you, right now you are less vulnerable?
In a lot of aspects, I can say I'm less vulnerable. Like, for example, relationships, the society, you know, like feeling of the feeling of being judged by the society, those things I can easily like, ignore it. I can face it. Whoever comes off to me, approaches me and like tell me, oh, you're this and that, and, you know, I can like, it's nothing. But what I observed is that there's a different kind of vulnerability I have developed because of this pandemic.
Mm.
Like, for example, my work, like I'm working in the corporate world and I'm in the human resources industry, you know, and I'm turning 12 years in my current company.
Wow.
Yeah. And the whole time I was feeling confident that, okay, you know, I will never lose this job. But come pandemic and hearing people because I interview people. I can, you know, I experience it from hearing it from them that they lose their jobs. They've been in this company for a long time. So hearing those things that makes me realize that in a blink of an eye, I can lose my job too. My work, my career right now makes me feel really vulnerable. So if I do a little error, I get anxious. I wasn't like that. But right now I have to be very extra careful that I do everything right, that I have to impress everyone. Yeah. I wasn't like that before because this is my bread and butter. Now if I lose it, to be honest, I even tried looking for another job. You know, just so I can have extra money. And I'm having a hard time. And just imagine, it's either they're intimidated of my resume or it's just really hard, but it makes me think of the latter. And I imagine people who are looking for jobs, who are jobless talaga. Like me, I'm blessed to have my job and I'm looking for another just so I can have extra income. But for those who are jobless, it's like, damn.
Yeah. You know,
the feeling of
uncertainty.
So yeah.
You can't afford to eat.
Alam mo, because you mentioned that you feel more vulnerable right now when it comes to your career or your job. Parang somehow medyo nakarelate ako dahil I started this new job January of this year. Tapos during the pandemic, I switched career, no? And company. So parang at first it was like scary dahil ang dami mong naririnig na, last in, first out. May mga ganun eh. So parang, paano, bibitawan ko ba talaga? Like, this is super magandang company and I have great benefits and all that. But, kasi nung pumasok yung 2020, I'm really aiming for a healthier lifestyle. You know, like, having better sleep, you know, and all that mga...
Away from the graveyard shit.
Yeah, kasi I've been working graveyard for 7 years. So, yun talagang ginol ko. So, nung tumating tong interview na to, tong new job na to, ng January, actually December I was interviewed, hinayaan ko na parang, okay, sige, baka this is it. So, parang, okay, bagong company na ako ng January, no? And then, since then, I've been working so hard. Kaya nakarelate ako dun sa sinabi mo na parang konting mali lang, baka mawala sa akin to, ganyan. But then, alam mo, hindi ko siya naiisip not until you said it. Parang, lagi lang ako niloloko ng partner ko na parang, Zai, parang you're becoming a workaholic. Na parang, ano, workaholic ka na ba? Na parang tumatayo ka lang pag magsi-CR ka. Minsan kahit nasa CR ka pa, parang hindi ka pa nga tatayo dyan. Mga tipong ganun, like, I would eat my lunch while working. Ganun, like, I'm not paid for that 1 hour, but I'd still do my job. Pero my goodness, dahil sobra, as in, sobra talaga na parang ibang level yung pagka-workaholic ko right now.
Workaholic.
Pero dahil kung hindi mo pa nabanggit yung what you're feeling right now with your job, Zoe, hindi ko maiisip na baka that could be the reason why I'm being like this right now. Pwede rin eh. Diba? Because I'm vulnerable.
Iba yung uncertainty ng ano.
Oh, like, there's that fear eh. Baka kaya siguro ganun din ako eh. So yeah, thank you for sharing that. Nagkaroon ako ng parang insight na maybe that's the reason why I'm working too much. What about you, Soraya? Anything about your business or na parang do you feel most vulnerable?
Oh yeah. The COVID had really disrupted the trends in commerce world, and we see that everything has shifted into digital or e-commerce. So yung mga patay na Instagram accounts na hinahandle mo, if you ever like have some certain brands, maybe it's time na ayusin mo. Kasi everything, that's what one of the things that COVID brought us is it made people be more digitally conscious. So yung profile mo, inaayos mo na, naglalabas ka na ng mga more content ko material, because you understand that these are like, I don't know, currencies today.
Evolution of the marketplace. Evolution
exactly.
Of economics.
Businesses and jobs were lost. Ang dami. Besides jobs, besides careers, lives were lost. You know, people were killed.
Yeah. Was there ever a time na you're afraid to do or try something because you're afraid to fail?
I can answer that. Like, at work, I want to go back to my work
sure.
life. Like, work is something I don't really share with most of my friends. Mm. Yeah. But yeah, this is something that's very sensitive to me because of the pandemic. It's about the promotion. It's me, like, because I want to, of course, I want to level up my game, you know? Like, I interview people, but being interviewed is a different feeling. So that is something, you know, to answer your question, that's something that really stick in my mind. Like, it's something that, can I do it? Can I really do it? You know, that feeling of, yeah, but you'll never know. But, you know, that's the thing that really stuck in my head.
Mm-mm. Yeah, ang hirap nga nun. Iba nga yun eh, no? Pag ikaw na yung ini-interview. Tapos ang tagal mo nang hindi na i-interview.
Yes.
How about you? Like, have you, oh yeah, meron ka ba na parang things that you would like to do or try but pero natatakot kang mag-fail?
Marami ako iniisip. Kasi sa edad natin na to, I think, I speak for a lot of us in this generation na, you know, we have our books. It's not yet fully written. Anything can happen for the next 5 to 10 years, to 15 years. So, you know, whether it's in career, whether it's in relationship, or the aspect, the prospect of having a family in the future, all of these things, even with your individual character and self, you're just an open book to mm-hmm. like all these possibilities as a young millennial or mid-age.
If you look at it, the failure is really about, I mean, you see failure talaga in your own self. Eh? You are the worst critic of your own self.
Yeah,
diba?
That's true.
That concept palang of failure, it's intimidating, it's daunting. But it's so important also.
Others would tell you, hey, you know what? You can do it. You know, there's nothing wrong if you won't make it. But at the end of the day, it's really you. Eh? Like, because you have a certain goal, diba? You have a certain expectation of your own self.
Exactly.
And then if you don't meet it, the aspirations, diba? It makes you really feel vulnerable. Damn, baka next time it's not gonna be like this anymore. Like, no, I think I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
You know, there comes the self-doubt. There comes the, I don't know, the imposter. Oh my God.
Imposter syndrome. Tell me about
it. Don't we have that?
We all do. Tsaka kasi this social media being like super banging, our Instagram is banging. I think all the more we have all these anxieties.
Totoo.
It's normal for our age.
I never came across, like, I never put a word in this feeling until my manager
told you about it.
Like, hey, have you heard of this term? And I'm like, no. Why don't you check this out? And then, oh my God, when I started browsing through YouTube, imposter syndrome, I was like, you know, the feeling, like, for you to name something about that certain feeling that you didn't even know the whole time, it was a breath of fresh air. Di ba? Parang, shit.
They have a lot of names now for what we feel.
Exactly.
Psychological
terms. Which is really good.
That's good that we're naming and labeling what we feel because we're aware now, so that we know now we can change, we could fix it.
Oh no, because there are different types of imposter syndrome daw. Hindi ko sila sa ulo, but I got affected by this, especially sa podcast nung napatuto kami sa numbers ganyan. So lagi kong kino-question yung sarili ko na maybe because I'm not a good interviewer or dahil I feel like maybe the episode is not that relatable. Yung ang dami kong questions, and whenever ang problema pa sa akin kapag may mga naririnig ako magandang feedback, pag may magme-message sa akin na parang, hey, I really like your episode, lalalalala, mga ganon. Parang hindi ko sila masyadong naririnig. Parang hindi pumapasok. And speaking of vulnerability, I think I have this problem that whenever I feel something, no, na parang malungkot, like especially when my mom passed this year lang. Nung time na nangyari yun, kasi sanay ako na parang whenever I'm sad or whenever I feel parang medyo mga negative emotions, ganyan, I cut it off. Like, ang bilis kong kinakut off yung sarili ko na parang don't dwell, na parang kasi lagi akong takot sa consequence kapag nagdudwell ako sa negative emotion. Like, if I'm super sad, natatakot ako na baka maapektuhan yung katawan ko physically or yung mga ganon. So, I cut off. So, nung time na, nung nag-passed away yung mom ko,
may parang self-saving.
Oo, parang ganon. Inaano ko yung sarili ko na parang, I don't want to entertain it. Parang ganon. So, nung time na nag-passed away yung mom ko, putol-putol yung pagbe-breakdown ko. Alam mo yung may mga days na parang pinipigilan ko yung grief. Ganon. Parang hindi ko inaalaw yung sarili ko na maging vulnerable, na parang ma-feel na yeah, I am grieving. But that is the hardest. Like,
I noticed you bounced back to work agad.
I had to. Tapos parang, basta it was the hardest na parang heartbreak siguro na naramdaman ko, and yun yung I felt na I'm at my most parang vulnerable state. Just pinipigilan ko yung sarili ko. And after that, parang ngayon, kasi ang dami kong nararamdaman eh, nung time na yun eh, na parang ang sad ko, tapos galit ako, tapos I feel guilty. You know yung mga anak, laging may ganun eh, na parang you're guilty with, you know, your time with your parents, and you know, and all that
Can
shit.
Can I ask something, Zai?
Sure.
If you don't mind, COVID?
Yeah, COVID. Oo, tapos hindi ako makauwi because, you know, stuff like that. Tapos biglang,
yeah.
Anyway, yeah, you know, that shit happened. So, what I learned from that experience, hindi, yung parang, na-appreciate ko na gift yung negative emotions. Na parang, I see it na parang, hindi lang yung kapag happy ka, na parang yun lang yung okay. Na it's also a gift to feel lonely. It's also a gift to feel afraid. It's also a gift. Oo, diba? Na parang, it's okay to grieve. Parang ganon.
I mean, what's the sense of being triumphant? Yeah, being triumphant if there is no failure?
Yeah.
Diba? What's the sense of joy if there is no sorrow? Exactly.
Yeah. I love it.
Diba?
Kayo ba, may ganun ba kayo na parang nanangyari at one point in your life na parang yung most vulnerable state ng sarili nyo, and how did you manage to, like, what did you learn from it?
The times that I were most vulnerable in my memory would either be when my mom got cancer, my dad and my lolo died. So it's either like family or loved ones getting sick or dying, or heartbreaks.
Yeah, totoo, no? Especially when we're younger.
Mm-mm, it hurts. Pero yeah, our ego kasi, di ba? It's our ego that is truly robbed. Basag. Basag na basag.
Pero were you also like me? Like nung time na nangyari yun, kinakat mo rin ba yung sarili mo to feel sad and afraid? Or noon pa lang, alam mo na how to parang rise up from that vulnerability?
I thought at first, when I overcame two relationships, though, I had like 4 years and 5 years that were really tough. And I thought, I was like, I can deal with almost anything. Because those relationships were very abusive, mentally, physically, emotionally abusive relationship. It was so toxic. So I'm like, I can face the world, you know? I had that moment. And then came another relationship. And to me, he was like, he's the one. That's where the vulnerability came in, because I said to myself that he's the one. At some point, because vulnerability doesn't really come from the surroundings, like outside factors. Mostly, it's about yourself you telling yourself that I'm okay, but you're not.
Exactly.
It's not that yet. Not that yet. You know, you haven't reached that point yet. So that's where you realize that you're actually vulnerable. And that's when you know that, oh my God, I'm so vulnerable at this stage in my life. At that point in my life, I thought I was like, oh no, I can handle this. Mm. That really, the last relationship that I had was just 1 year, but then, and I was like, no, I can handle this. I'm okay. But no, I wasn't. I wasn't. Every episode of your life is going to be different. Mm. The vulnerability is something that we will never really see it coming. That's exactly what I learned. We will never see it coming. No matter how much you've accomplished in life, that's our Achilles heel. That's our weak spot. That's something that we will never, even for sure, even the greatest leaders of this world have that weak spot.
They yeah, have everyone.
That. Yeah, everyone.
Totoo.
But that's something that we will never know. We will never even expect, diba? We will be unprepared. And that's the beauty of it. Vulnerability will always mold us to become a stronger person.
Exactly. But, so this is really like embracing your vulnerability. Do you have any like habits whenever you feel vulnerable? What do you tell yourself? What are your self-talks? May mga ganun ba kayo?
You have to. Self-talk is very important, actually. At the end of the day, no one can really help you but your own self.
Yeah. Self-soothing.
You know, they say self-soothing is the skill of the century. It was a research study found. You could Google it. Parang self-soothing is skill.
I guess going back to that, the habits, I think I've, through the years, I've learned self-compassion talaga. Like every time that would happen na parang, I'm not feeling really good today, you know, I just allow myself to feel that emotion, you know, I just allow myself to be vulnerable, pero hindi ko lang tinatagalan. But then, I think it would be good to normalize na parang, ano kung gusto mong tagalan, edi tagalan mo. I mean, di ba? And also being honest with yourself na parang, if, kagaya nung example ko kanina na parang, if I am grieving, I just have to admit na, you know what, Zai, you are grieving. And it's, diba, yun eh. And if I'm sad, I just have to admit it na parang, okay, then I am sad. And I just have to accept na these are all valid. And what I'm going through is tough, diba? Do you have any other habits that you would like to share?
Ako, self-soothing and self-talk is so important. All about self-help thing that nauso sa ating generation ngayon. Self-love, you know, all of that self-compassion thing. Because I used to, I did not realize this before. But I used to hate myself pala with, the, you know, aww, with your choices, your decisions.
Yeah,
you would see it pala, how you sabotage relationships and all of that.
Exactly.
And that's how I learned. Self-talk is so important. And you have to meet up with your many, many voices in your head and try to, you know, have a meeting with them and ano ba talaga.
And the thing about self-hate is that hindi mo alam na you are hating yourself.
Yeah, you wouldn't notice it.
Diba? Not until na you admit it na parang there's this anger. Oh, exactly. But what about you, Zoe? Is there any additional parang habits? What do you do? Like, kagaya dun sa example mo kanina with your past relationship na parang, hindi, akala mo okay ka, pero hindi, vulnerable ka pala. So, ngayon, what do you do? Like, meron ka bang nakaka-date? Or, like, pag feeling mo parang parating na naman tong vulnerability na to, like, what do you do?
Yeah. Self-talk is very important. Like, people will think it's crazy. Like, why would you talk to yourself, diba? It's very important. It goes deeper than that. It's about connecting to your own soul. Eh? And people don't really realize that. As simple as looking at yourself in a mirror, looking at yourself like eye to eye, you are connecting to your soul. And that's something that we we really we tend to forget and we take for granted acknowledging your feelings. That's very important. If you feel like you're low, like I'm sad today, I want to cry, I want to kill myself, I want to punch someone, say it to someone.
Don't punch me.
Just don't keep it to yourself. Seriously, yeah. Don't keep it to yourself. Say it to someone. The moment you say it to someone, you'll be surprised that's a good release. As simple as, you know what, I want to punch myself. I want to kill myself.
I think that's what you told me in the beginning. No?
Yeah. Simple as that.
That's how we and met.
It really it won't take you 10 seconds of those words to say it. Wala. Yeah, just say it, diba?
Yeah.
Yeah, how we met was like a beautiful story.
I just want to add na you just have to be patient with yourself, eh. Diba? Na hindi mabilis ang healing. Hindi mabilis mag-switch from one emotion to another.
Hindi pare-pareho.
Oo, exactly. Hindi talaga tayo pare-pareho. But that is really nice. Again, yun na nga, self-talk, self-compassion, being honest with yourself, allowing yourself.
Masturbation actually helps. I'm not kidding.
Kasi napupunta yung attention mo, basically.
That's self-love. That's the basic form of self-love.
Self-pleasure.
People are, you know, seriously, like Filipinos right now, I'm sorry. I want to be blunt about it.
Don't be.
You can masturbate like a lot of times, but seriously, masturbation is the basic self-love
self-care.
For adults.
Oh, self-love pala.
Self-care.
Yeah.
True. And people will take that for granted. And people will say, ah, it's just a release. No. If you look at it, it is a basic form of self-love.
I agree. So there you go. Anything else that you would like to advise to our listeners about what we just discussed today, what we shared today, about embracing our vulnerability? Anything else that you would like to add?
For me, it's okay to have, you know, sides that you feel like you're weak and vulnerable.
Like you're not always strong.
Malakang kwenta, oo. You're incompetent. It's okay, especially with the times, you know, that has been happening. You allow yourself to grieve. Lalo na ibang klase din kasi pag namatayan or nawalan ka ng trabaho, namatayan, you're mourning for, you know, a career lost, a relationship lost, a family member lost. It's so hard. You can't just like snap out of it in, you know, it's so easily. So it's okay. But if you find yourself talagang on edge, don't hesitate to reach out to your friends and family or like medical expertise, because as long as you could afford it, you know, it's okay. No need to be like, there's no shame on it.
I agree. I love it.
The moment that you know that you're not vulnerable, something is wrong.
Yes.
If you think that, oh, I'm okay, you have to think deeper. I think something's wrong. You know, like I'm the strongest person. Like I'm okay. Yeah, these
you
things.
Taught
no.
me that. You yeah. taught me that.
That's when actually something is wrong. Something wrong is happening to you, and you just don't know it, oh, or probably shit. You know, and you're in denial.
Yeah, tinamaan ako doon very light.
That's where you can see vulnerability in hindsight. Like that's when you don't know that you're actually vulnerable. So you have, for people, for those people who are listening right now and you think that I'm okay this whole time of the pandemic, think, meditate, think deeper, like look, ask yourself, why am I okay this whole time? Because yeah. we are not okay.
Yeah.
This entire pandemic, we are not okay. Not everyone is okay with this situation. If you will tell yourself that I'm okay, I'm strong of this pandemic, then something is wrong with you.
Yeah, because so many people are...
You have to ask yourself about that. Yeah, you have to ask yourself.
People around you are suffering.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do not like feel that.
Yeah, we need self-assessment talaga. I think I need one. Yeah. Kasi dumating ako sa in denial talaga, na parang, no, I'm okay. I'm okay pa. Like, I'm so scared to face my emotions, especially the negative ones. Tapos parang hahanapan ko ng solusyon yun na parang, okay, so ano dapat yung ginagawa ko? I wanna be in service to other people. Na parang, do they need me? Does my friend need me? Or parang, oh, podcast, I can use this as a platform to spread awareness or educate people. And, you know, I try to, parang hinahanapan ko ng paraan to transfer that emotion because I'm denying mine. So parang hinahanapan ko ng outlet by looking for other ways.
The beauty of that is that you have a goal, diba? Your intention is something else. So that's perfectly fine. But yeah, it's okay now that you realize that. That's
amazing.
That's beautiful. But so long
as
you're...
It could also be a people-pleasing behavior.
Yeah,
like that's psychiatrist. Tiring.
Are you a Gemini? What's your sign?
Scorpio. May proud. Oh. May proud.
Scorpio ka pala.
Yeah.
Okay, it's good to name all these ano eh, feelings, all these emotions that we're having. Maganda na nalilabel natin siya.
Yeah. People will say that we don't need labels. No, you're wrong.
I agree with that.
We
need labels.
I'm so against people would say that we don't need label. We don't need to label.
What about relationships?
No.
Label to relationships.
There's, you know what, people will say that we don't need to label it, but there is a labeling actually that you are in denial of. Like,
yeah,
for you and not to be serious, there's a label for
you
that.
Still label it.
Exactly. Label. Hindi lang yung label, label na ina-expect nila na marinig from you, but there is a label.
Madaming labeling ngayon na, may ghosting or may breadcrumbing.
Exactly. Like the friends with breadcrumbs.
What is that? Mini breadcrumbs ko lang siya. Table scraps.
So weird. Boy toy.
Dog scraps lang.
Ang laya naman narating na usapan natin. Anyways.
Anyway.
Ako pa itong pahabain, but I'm afraid this is the end of this episode. So thank you guys.
Yes. Again, mahaba na to.
For sharing your Saturday night with me and sharing your stories about when you were vulnerable or your current state, mga ganyan, and how you're embracing it. So thank you very much, you guys.
Thank you, everybody, for still being here.
Good night. Enjoy. Have fun. I'll see you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.
'Hi! Let me know if you find this episode relatable because I want to hear your thoughts. Follow us on Instagram, it's luna_manila. Thank you for listening.